Hey, welcome once again. This is Elle at Iron Dove. I'm so happy and grateful to be here today. A great shift has come. I feel like it's time to change things up around here, to rethink the way I look at our experience and rethink the way we relate to one another. It's interesting how the universe always seems to support us even when we're not sure ourselves where we're going. I have this morning routine. It includes time of meditation, prayer, journaling, like that. And at the end of this time, before I begin my work day, I reach into a beautiful ceramic flower pot adorned with an angel and pick out my tarot card of the day. Today's card is the Fool, which is kind of just funny because I think we're all kind of fools on a fool's journey. But anyway, I don't really know all that much about tarot reading or the card. So each day when I pick a card, I read the book to see what the universe has to say to me about this new day and perhaps what I might think on and consider. My book, a very nice book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tarot Spreads Illustrated by Arlene Tognati and Carolyn Flynn, it says this about the Fool. The archetype is the pioneer. Astrology is Aries, the big push. That's me, Aries. Numerology, zero, waiting to be born. The meaning. The Fool is the energetic adventurer, setting out on a new journey, fresh with hope. The Fool is free of worries and has an air of immortality about him. He has no preconceived notions, so his ideas are fresh and original, free from limitations of fear or bitterness. He's willing to take the leap of faith. Anything is possible. He acts by insight, not logic, intuition, not conventional wisdom. He's about fresh hope and taking chances. And I thought about that a little. You know, life is a leap of faith if you really live it and be true to yourself. But in order to live one's truth, you have to have courage. This word has come up a few times this week and often since the beginning of this year. I'd like to share something with you that I wrote in January about this word courage. But first, I'd like to share a little something with you about what happened on Monday. Each Monday I go to a meditation class, and when I enter, there's always something written on the board. This week was written, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. You get what you give. Give love, get love. Give compassion, get compassion. Give good energy, get good energy." And I thought it was really quite interesting, and it made me think about this little essay I wrote in January, which I will share with you now. It's titled, Le cœur est au cœur du courage. The heart is in the heart of courage. In French, the word courage comes from the root word cœur, meaning heart. Courage loosely translates as rage of the heart or passion of the heart. The origin of the word's essence is that courage comes from the heart, not from the intellect. The word carried across the English Channel in 1066 by the Normans, led by William the Conqueror, when he deposed Harold II. When this new French word arrived, it came with more meaning than just bravery, which we give it now. The many meanings of the word courage extended to all sorts of thoughts and feelings of the heart, truth, desires, and passions, be it kind or unkind, gentle or harsh, sexual or romantic, violent and even warlike. It was in the 1300s that courage began to show up in print as an English word, and when it did, it carried with it all the many different meanings of emotion associated. Over the centuries, all these other meanings fell away, and we now think of courage almost exclusively as being brave. But the idea that our wisdom and emotions originate in our hearts goes back at least 2,500 years or more. In ancient Egypt, they believed that we think with our heart, not with our head. That's why artists always drew people with the torso facing forward and the head and legs in profile. Not because they couldn't draw, but because they believed that in order to really draw a person or to really see a person, you had to look into their heart. Synchronistically, I found out that this full moon, January 30th, is in Leo. The sign Leo is ruled by the heart and the spinal cord, the centers of our life energy. Leo's color is gold or bright yellow, like the sun. The sun is ruled by Leo. All other signs travel around the sun. It is the center of our celestial universe, just as our heart and spine are the very center of our physical universe. Leo is the fifth house, the house of courage, of taking risks, of creativity, childlike innocence, the house of the heart, and the house of love. In Kabbalah, the Hebrew letter ruled by Leo is Tet, meaning the coiled snake. The coiled snake is the kundalini energy, or the ki, or chi, which resides in the sacrum, so named from the word sacred. This is the life force which animates the forms of the world on a molecular, atomic, and subatomic level. known by so many names, Ki, Prana, Shakti, Ka, Numa, Great Spirit, Holy Spirit, Ashe, Ha, Mana, etc., they all refer to the point of God located at the sacrum. This energy center is responsible for the life force that moves the universe, moving us and guiding us with regards to our most basic emotional needs, love, desire, sex, pleasure, relationships, reproduction, imagination, and addictions. The feminine serpent brought up through the chakras represents our Leo, our spark of God. Leo the lion, king of the jungle, rules the house of love. He who becomes king must be courageous. He must take risks in order to be king and to be loved by the people. In the time of kings and courts, courtly love was the love of legends. Courtly love is falling in love with the impossible. Lancelot and Guinevere represent impossible love, the secret and forbidden, sublime sensual intimacy, romance, poetry, art, music, the longing of the heart, the passion that can never be openly fulfilled, and yet the heart finds a way. They find a way. Courtly love is the true love, the spiritual love of daydreams and fairy tales. In literature, it is often star-crossed and invariably ends badly, as in Romeo and Juliet. But in life, as in literature, it is always worth it. It is the Holy Grail. It is said that emotions are dangerous, and to remain safe, intellect should always be employed. However, in the Bible, Solomon's prayer says, "Give me understanding and knowledge. Give me a wise heart." The wisest of all kings asked God for a wise heart. Falling in love with love is at the heart of courage. It is being willing to take the risk of being hurt, risking the very essence of life in order to live. To risk being injured so deeply that your heart breaks, or to connect so deeply that your heart soars beyond your wildest dreams. The lion-hearted, the brave heart. Those who don't take risks won't fall in love or love deeply. The court of the king, the full moon in Leo, it's all related to the heart of courage and the childlike innocence of believing in the impossible. To live from the heart is to love with wisdom and courage, to be brave enough to allow one's open heart to feel all the emotions it has the capacity to feel, and to respond with truth and grace. To follow one's truth, or heart, with grace, requires one to be courageous indeed, because it's not rational, and it is not logical. It just is. It is what it is. In matters of life, the heart rules. The courage to live, to love with wisdom, what does that mean? Making sound decisions in matters of the heart by applying experience, knowledge, and good judgment? Is this even possible when speaking about the irrational designs of the heart? Does the heart possess perfect wisdom? Does the heart see the perfect truth? Courage. Standing on the edge of life, breathe in. Look deeply. Listen intently. Feel fully. Search your heart and soul, then jump. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in love? Allow. The heart is open and deep. Dive in. The water is warm. Float. Allow it to surround you, to fill you, to refresh your spirit with life-giving love. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. On that note, be courageous. Have a beautiful weekend. Please join me in remembering this. Be of love, because in life, you get what you give. With peace, love, and freedom, I bid you all a sweet adieu. Until next Friday, this is Elle at Iron Dove, signing out.